Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of The Mastery Project and your transformation hub, and now this podcast. This series is dedicated to harnessing your unique potential, the tools, wisdoms, and insights for purpose and for personal empowerment, and also having a good time becoming the architect of your own life. Alrighty, so episode 24, 5 ways to build self-belief. Okay, now, number one, what is self-belief for me? Well, it is literally the capacity to understand what we believe, and often that belief extends to our creativity. So if we believe in something, often we want to bring that reality or that experience or that form into our world and to be with that creative process. Now, self-belief to me is a tool. It's neutral. All right, so it has both feminine energy qualities and masculine energy qualities, and you can apply it anytime you like. All right, but I do believe that self-belief starts with you believing in your uniqueness, in your unique connection, your creative, infinite potential that is only for you. All right, no one can do it like you do. And so it is to have the belief that your energy connection is precious. A bit like my Scottish friend says, your energy's valuable, don't let anyone spend it, all right? Now, the key there, I know Scottish people can be teased about their frugality, but the nature of our world in this information age, all right, we've got social media, we've got endless entertainment outlets, we've got a lot of competition, and it has gotten in our environment kind of shouty with a lot of people demanding our attention and our energy. So energy flows where attention goes, and sometimes we are getting into a space where the external authority is becoming a lot more dominant than actually what we feel, what we believe, and what we understand about ourselves. So number one is, please remember you have free will. Please use it, and please consciously choose as much as you can rather than sourcing your choices from habitual thinking, or, as I said, being kind of led by the external authority, all right? The external authority is just information, it's opinions. It could be right, it could be wrong, it could be useful, it could be, you know, a rabbit hole that you don't want to go down. But the key with all of us in self-belief is to clear some space to understand what you believe. And if we've got a lot of the digital age trying to influence us, then a lot of the time our energy spills into this and we're not actually investing or balancing with being kind to ourselves, listening to ourselves, and understanding what we truly want. So please invest in what works for you in the creative process, because self-belief is built foundationally from you choosing to harness your unique connection. And part of that is having fun, of course, and entertaining and being joyous and being out and about, all right, being on platforms, doing what people do. But part of that is also your creative dedications, your vision board, your questionings of yourself, and the use of your heart-mind alignment. So I'm going to move to number two, and it's heart-mind alignment time, all right? Now, if you've listened to any of the other episodes of The Making of You, you'll know that I'm quite excited about the heart-mind alignment. It is one of the 101 empowerment tools and states of being that I think is incredibly helpful and life-changing. So what do I mean by that? Well, forgive me if I'm repeating, but you have your heart component and you have your head or mind component. Now, if we want to action, practicality, the logic, the spend, the on time, all of that type of nature of our world, of course we use our mind to focus our intuition, our innovations and imagination into form. All right, that's a very important part of our creative process. But the origin of our creative process is our heart, because our heart is the infinite creative HQ. It is the portal of infinite energetic connection. So call it loving consciousness, call it all that is. If you don't like the lovey stuff, then I just love to call it energy, all right? A little bit like Tesla said, the secrets of the universe are all about energy, frequency, and vibration. So we need to recognize that the vast majority of our creative process is going to be through the immaterial. It's actually not going to be the material doing, all right? And I'll tell you why, because there would be no doing if there aren't the ideas and the answers to the questions of the mind that come from connecting in our heart center. So the heart-mind alignment is that beautiful team, all right? So it's your intuition, sensitivity, downloading your vision, your imagination, all right? That's your heart center, all right? You're believing in all that is, in the sense that you're connected to the answers and you're prepared to find the patience and the centeredness and the balance and the inner dedication and self-belief to align with those answers. So the mind has the question, the heart creates the answer, but the answer is in an immaterial form, and so then the immaterial form becomes the creative reality, all right, the physical form of it, through moving back into the mind and into all of that practical and logistical process. Now, when we believe in ourselves, we're going to champion the heart HQ, all right, creative HQ, because we know that we are very much needing the flow of energy and to acknowledge that and to be conscious about it and to work with it. So the voice outside might go, oh, don't bother with that, just do it like this, ready-made reality, etc., etc. So when we've got self-belief, we might go, that's nice, or we might go, ugh, don't want that. But whatever reaction or response we have, it's really important to first and foremost invest in ourselves and our connection. Now, I call it bothering, number one, to ask yourself before Google, but also to really get deep down and personal with yourself about what you truly want. Because a lot of people go, oh, I can do what my habitual thinking tells me, or I can do what my conditioning tells me, or I can do what people, you know, that I think are valuable mentors or are really important influences in my life, what they say. But the key is, first of all, to origin you and to believe in you and to choose you, all right? And then you can look at every, you know, opinion or contribution, all right? But it is most important that you harness what is in alignment with yourself. Now that takes, for example, it can be meditation, can be contemplation, can be being in a silent place, aligning with Mother Nature, doing yoga, doing things that are very much about peace and about alignment and not about the external authority, but about that stillness inside of you where everything happens or everything kicks off. So I call it the truth dar, all right? A little bit like radar. So we need a bit of truth dar, all right? So we need to get in and zero in on our truth, not because it's some faddy thing or it's what we like to hear. It's actually understanding that we are going to be investing in and believing in what we want as a truth, and the truth being the foundation of the reality that we're creating. So very important to understand when you are inside what you truly want. And all that information outside, all the research, yes, very valuable exercise. But when you go out and sort of randomly go through a subject because someone told you you should do it,
that is all about
other people's opinions. It's not about feeling what you truly are and your infinite capability. So please ask yourself and please invest in the self-belief to say what I believe is really valuable and to focus your energy to co-create whatever that will be and to find that silence and to persist to download it and to feel that vision coming through you and arriving so you can begin to understand and apply. Cool. Number three. Right then, a lot of people talk to me and say, right then, well, what should I be doing for self-belief in the sense of regular practices? Well, I think it's really handy because self-belief's a tool to also see what goes with the tool. Of course, it's the energy. Now, if we look at the qualities that we'd like to experience, what we'd love to feel, how we'd like our creative process to unfold, then that can also be very reinforcing of self-belief. Now, obviously, a lot of us have had experiences of struggling, or experiences of resisting, or experience of creativity not going the way we thought. All right, that's all part of the creative journey and the process. So put the qualities in, all right, to your journey. So imagine that those qualities are the joy of a sunny day, or the sense that you are balanced and capable in the unknown, or the quality of being able to listen to other people and be sentient and read the room of your life. Whatever quality that you want, reinforce that with your creative vision. Pair them up, all right? Bit of teamwork there. You might say, oh, I'd like to be more confident, all right? So you want the quality of confidence to build your self-belief. Now, when you identify those qualities, the universe is very happy to energize them. But it will also energize a few little mini initiations to help you practice. So you will have to face a little bit of fear and dissolve that and re-express that in that beautiful alchemy of life, which is to transform it into self-belief and fueling self-belief. Okay, so number three, look at the qualities. All right, number four. Okay, self-belief, often a lot of people go, oh, I feel so tired, I feel so drained. How much energy do I really need to be in self-belief? Or I've got to keep going, but how am I going to fuel it? How am I going to generate that self-belief? Well, yes, we can all hit patches where we think, oh, how long is this going to go on for? So indeed, that is very much about fuel. Now, you've heard me talk about fuel. Where are you going to go? You're going to go into your heart HQ. If you ever feel drained, if you ever feel like you're sort of really struggling, then honestly, the best place you can go to build and to continue to fuel your self-belief is to go into your heart center. Now, if there is some amazing breakthrough wisdom that would help you or that could be delivered, trust me, it can be if you ask for it. So if you move into your heart, you're constantly moving into that beautiful energy of flow, of unconditional love, of unconditional support, and of endless energy moving through you and supporting you in your free will and what you choose to channel that energy into. So what is important with being in one's heart center is sometimes we're going to identify how much we've been putting our energy into the outside. All right, so if we've been giving way too much to distractions, entertainments, or diversions or procrastination, then it is important to say, not so much, that needs to stop, and to recognize that when we're back in our heart center. Okay, because sometimes we've got resistance going back in our heart because we've got a little bit addicted with the external entertainments. So your balance point between the external and the internal is very important, and your balance point between giving unconditionally to others and giving unconditionally to yourself, the give and take ratio, is another important element that will energize your self-belief if you're doing it in balance. Okay, number five, apply, please. All right, it's very simple. Self-belief is going to create initiations, as I mentioned. So if you want to build your self-belief, you do need to do the practical and wisdom harvest and experience. So you can laugh your way there, but we do need to step through and past the appearance of and actually get the authentic experience. Okay, it's been my pleasure to talk about self-belief today. And if you like this content, then please join me for the next episodes or visit the website, yourtransformationhub.com and themasteryproject.com. Thank you very much.